On Air Music presents Long Player.
Earlier this month, Clementine and Valentine Nixon, aka Purple Pilgrims, released their beautiful album, Perfumed Earth. I managed to get them on the line while they were in Melbourne touring with John Mouse to have a little chat about it. They were about to play at the Super Sense Festival at the Melbourne Arts Centre and had just played in Sydney the night before. They were going to have a tour on these shores with John Mouse, but unfortunately he had to return home due to unforeseen circumstances, but so the tour was cancelled, but the sisters did manage to make it to Others Way last night. Here they are on a slightly shaky phone line talking about their album Perfumed Earth. You're in Melbourne and you've got a show tonight.
Yeah. So we're playing at Super Sense Festival, which should be fun.
Awesome. It must feel really good to have the record out. I was reading that you guys sort of were in a bit of a new calm and contemplative headspace going into recording Perfumed Earth. What did that mean for you guys?
Yeah, I think that was in relation to when we recorded our first album. We'd just moved back from Hong Kong to Coromandel, so it was, I think we went through a period of extreme culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
And then this time, we kind of settled in and really started appreciating the kind of natural environment and getting into that. And I think that kind of came through in the music.
Did you have a vision that you were aiming for with this record in particular in terms of what you wanted to convey?
Yeah, I mean, we always have, I don't know, we're always pretty reluctant to kind of give too much away. Like, we'd prefer people to kind of take away from it what they want to take away from it, rather than imposing a certain idea on the whole thing. But we do definitely have a very clear vision when we go into recording anything.
Mm-hmm. You, from what I understand, recorded this in Tapu. I believe you have a family place there, is that right?
Yeah, so it's right kind of in the middle of the valley, so it's kind of on a river and surrounded by dense native bush. So it's really beautiful and secluded and the perfect place to kind of set up and have all my gear around us and just go for it with no neighbours.
Do you set aside like a block of time for writing and recording, or is this like you sort of chip away at it when you manage to wrangle a few days, or how does it usually work for you guys?
Yeah, it's quite natural. Like, we kind of will gradually build up ideas and textures and sounds and write parts, so We definitely don't go in with like a set amount of time to finish anything. It's like quite natural, I think.
Yeah, I wish we were a bit more disciplined without just dragging it out forever.
I guess that's the luxury of having your own place. You don't have to sort of budget, you know, a sort of an allocated amount of money where you can only afford X amount of time. You have the luxury of being a bit more leisurely about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the beauty of home recording.
I wanted to explore a few of the tracks on the record, starting with Ancestors Watching, which is just an absolutely beautiful song with all these big swirling and tubular synthy sounds and all the sort of instrumentation that creates this sort of dreamy bed for the vocals. Who's doing the majority of the singing on this track?
It's quite split, actually, that one. We kind of go back and forth a little bit, and there's quite a few harmonies. And, yeah, we kind of, it's quite smooth in terms of, like, how they meld together, I think, in that one.
Mm-hmm.
in terms of the vocal, it really, like, the vocals really dip and dive. Mm-hmm. Does that make it hard to perform?
Yeah, it does. we actually performed all the songs for the first time last night in Sydney, and it was really, really fun to play the new song. But they're definitely slightly more challenging vocally than our last collection.
Yeah, I feel like it would take quite a lot of flexibility to make those sort of changes tonally.
Mm, yeah, that one I think vocally was a little bit inspired by a Chinese opera piece, with those kind of
You have some guests with you on this record, Gary War, who you've collaborated with a lot, Jimmy Mack on drums, Joshua Kennedy, mm-hmm. Jeff Henderson plays his saxophone in one of the latest songs, and Roy Montgomery also pops up. Were any of them there with you while doing the recording, or did they sort of send you parts, or was it a bit of a mixed bag and for both?
Most of it is, us recording on our own, and then we'll kind of get bits and pieces from them over the email. And we're still quite insular in terms of how we record our pieces, but then how we kind of connect it together is a bit more mobile. They're all over the place, so we actually can't be in the same place with them all the time.
One of the songs on the record is I'm Not Saying, which is a Nico cover, 1965 track, written by Gordon Lightfoot. What made you want to cover this song?
I think we just found it really interesting vocally. Like, we were able to create harmonies that we were quite interested in, and we just loved the melody. It felt really fun to play.
Yeah, it's been a favourite of ours for a while, so... We quite like doing covers, but we never really recorded any.
I'm not saying that I
you've definitely made it your own. It wasn't until I sort of had a good look at it that I realised it was a cover. What was your sort of approach to doing it?
I guess it just started off with just working on the harmonies and just singing it, and it just kind of naturally formed the way it did, really. We often kind of just like do harmony just for fun, just dorks, like harmony stuff on old covers. So yeah, I guess it came from that.
Delphinians in Harmony / Two Worlds Away is a really beautiful track. I actually had to look up what a delphinium is. I didn't realize it was a flower. I thought it was going to be some sort of celestial, like a planet or a Greek goddess or something, but it's a like a tall flower with, well, a stalk with lots of little flowers on it. This track has a really new age feel, I think. And I saw in the Pitchfork review someone had mentioned cosmic jazz, and I feel like this might be the track they had in mind when they...
I would say so. Very the saxophone giving that away.
Yeah, and that's Jeff Henderson there. He's a longtime friend of yours, isn't he?
Yeah. We've been going to Audio Foundation for a long time now. And yeah, they always put on amazing shows and a great community, so... Yeah, we know Jess through that, really.
So I imagine it was quite a sort of natural thing to get him to play on this. Did you kind of give him free rein, or did you guide him towards what mood you were wanting to evoke?
Yeah, well, we created the all the synths and all the textures were all in place, and then, yeah, we kind of gave him free rein. And then he then just gave us a big jumble of layers of and textures as well, and we then mixed it and arranged it from there. So it was kind of a back and forth.
I love hearing his work. He always seems to have this ability to make it a song really pop as well, I think.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, we love his playing.
Who's playing guitar on this track?
There's actually no guitar on that one. Oh. So that's all synthesized. Yeah, you could. A few people have asked that.
Thank you.
Is the song Delphiniums in Harmony / Two Worlds Away, is it intended to be a precursor to the next song, which is Two Worlds Apart? There's a lot of tonal similarities, I think.
Yeah, it's actually a very similar piece of music. So we wanted to kind of have, we like the idea of it's sort of a reinterpretation or like a reprisal of the instrumental piece Delphiniums came first, and then we then wrote this other song off the back of that, which is, yeah, if you listen closely, very similar, but yeah, it's kind of interesting where you can take a piece of music, like, yeah, so to kind of turn it into something a little more structured was kind of interesting and fun to do.
Two Worlds Apart was a song you released as a single, and you know, you said earlier that you leave things, or like to leave things, open to interpretation for the listener. And I think the vibe out here was this: Two Worlds Apart was a lot about your relationship as sisters, and that, I guess, was augmented by the video that you put out, which was had you guys separated as well by physical distance.
Yeah, that was definitely the theme of the video. And in terms of the song, I guess it's definitely about separation and distance and physical and otherwise.
It's such a beautiful video. It's directed by, I would have said Wham Bleakley, but it's W-A-M Bleakley. I'm not familiar with their work. Did you guys work on the concept for the video together, or how did that all come about?
Yeah, we kind of bounced ideas back and forth, but he's an amazing director from he's from Melbourne, but is at Curious Film in Auckland, so we kind of met him over there. He's a good and it's all filmed on 16mm, so that was something that we were wanted to do.
That, like, really grainy texture. And you're by the Waikato River there. What's the big factory? I can't remember what it is. It's like a mill or processing factory.
Yeah. Huntly Power Station.
Huntly Power Station, of course. I can't believe I forgot that. Very iconic building. In its own weird way.
Totally. It's very dominant.
Sleep here on the grass.
other song I wanted to ask you about is Ruinous Splendor, which I just think is just an amazing title. It evokes to me something like the, you know, Roman columns or something that sort of...
Yeah. Oh, cool. Sorry. It was a bit of a delay. That title is actually it's inspired by the H.G. Wells, The Time Machine. There's a section in that book where he goes in, like, deep into the future, and where people are living in this this state of disrepair. Like the world is like sort of like beautiful, and nature's kind of like reclaiming stuff back. And we were just really inspired by that. It was like something we watched the film years and years ago as children, and it kind of came back in the form of that.
I love it. And you have Roy Montgomery playing guitar on that track as well.
Yeah, so he did most of the instrumentation on that. We have a layer of synth, and then we handed it to Roy, and he, yeah, did lots of interesting, beautiful things. So.
Thank you.
That was Clementine and Valentine Nixon of Purple Pilgrims talking to me about their new album, Perfumed Earth, which was released earlier this month and is available all the usual places, Bandcamp and Spotify and so on. And, of course, they're back home now. They were talking to me from Melbourne there before playing the Super Sense Festival with John Mouse. They're back home and played at Others Way last night, so if you caught them, you're very lucky.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.